Jax Tech Talks. Passionate about technology. YouTuber, geek, tech head, internet personality. Here you will find a variety of podcasts talking about the coolest products on the planet. From the newest smartphone to surprising gadgets and technology you never knew existed. It's all here on Jax Tech Talks.
And today we're talking about internet and how you can get it, the type of services out there, and if you're in an area you can't get broadband, there is other ways of getting internet to you. So this came up a phone call from an old client of mine saying that my internet at home is very, very bad and I need a bit more speeds, and I don't care what the cost is involved, I just need to have better speeds. So it's an interesting question. He's got a broadband there, he's only guaranteed 2 meg, only 2 meg, where everyone else is around him is actually getting more speeds than 2 meg. I think a lot of the general speeds around here now in the UK are 70 meg and above. And if you go with Virgin Media, you are looking probably around about the 250 to 500 megabyte as well. I think they're very much close getting to a gigabit as well. And obviously paying a very low monthly cost. And obviously installing broadband can cost anything from £30, sometimes free installations, depends what deals the ISPs are making. Now, I want to delve into broadband and talk about the solution I came up with him as well, because there's obviously some new tech out there. And there's one called Skylink, which is done by Elon Musk, which comes by satellites. That's his new one now. And he's trying to get to those places, because there's still a lot of places out there that don't get decent speeds. And this particular guy in question, he lives out in the sticks. So he's miles away from any sort of village. Or even for any town centres, and he travels into work, so his internet's always been poor, so he's out on the sticks, and they normally the ones that suffer. Farm areas, farmlands, things like that don't always have good internet because they're miles away from all of us, you know, at the end of the day. Civilization, shall I say. That's a mouthful, isn't it? So, and he's really getting to the point now, because we're in COVID times now, and he needs decent speeds, and he wants to work more from home and stuff like that, and it's getting really ridiculous for him, because he can't even manage doing Zoom calls and things like that with it. And where he lives, he's obviously, with broadband, it's shared with other people in the telephone exchange. So having 2 meg, he doesn't always get that. So he's really getting poor speeds. Going back to the old dinosaur days, when you used to dial up, basically. And even downloading something we take for granted, it takes seconds, may take him a minute or two, or maybe a bit more. So obviously movies is out of the question, streaming Netflix is probably out of the question. I don't think he does that. He's quite an old person, so he probably chills more with a book and music rather than actually watching TV or streaming it. So he's now getting really desperate. So I've been now sourcing ways of doing things. So broadband is generally what we take for granted. And I'll just give you a quick overview. And this is quite an interesting one, actually. So an internet service provider, ISP, supplies the service and equipment to get your home or business online. Some ISPs operate on their own infrastructure. So it's an interesting one. But this is a complex and expensive endeavor to go. Most pay for wholesale access to the network, which they can resell. So BT is one of our main providers in the UK, and they have the infrastructure in place already. And a lot of companies, normally telephone companies, they are normally providing internet service. So I'm thinking of things like TalkTalk, and there's lots of different ones like that out there, TalkTalk and something else. They all white label, they all pay for BT's broadband service, but it's actually as if it's they're selling its own brand, but it's not. It's BT, because they can't afford to put the infrastructure in place. That would mean you would have some equipment in every telephone exchange throughout the whole UK, and then having what you call a dedicated pipe connected to that service within the telephone exchange to be able to provide a broadband service to the households. And you think about all those telephone exchanges in the UK, there's loads out there. It'll cost you an arm and leg to get equipment in there, basically, as well as then having a decent internet connection connecting to each of the telephone exchanges, because that'll cost you money through BT to be your ISP. So it's a lot of money in place, so it's more makes it more central for BT to sell it as wholesale. So companies like TalkTalk and I'm trying to remember one, there's loads of them out there, can actually literally saying, we'll have your service, we'll put our own routers in there if it's on our service at the end of the day. But yeah, that's how they get around it. So that's an interesting one. So that's how wholesale works, and that's how small, especially if you've got a phone, if you're on TalkTalk or another type of service like that, that gives you deals on your phone calls and gives you a decent, a discount on your broadband package, that's more because it's still BT in the background. They're just basically wholesaling it from BT. That's how that works. Most of the home broadband service you'll find on Broadband Genie comes into your home via a fixed line, which is a telephone line that's probably been sat at your house for years. I mean, these phone lines go back probably a century old, you know. They're not new lines, unless it's a new property, which will very likely either a Openreach BT telephone line or a Virgin Media network connection. Broadband service does not always require a line. There's also a mobile broadband using mobile phone data networks like satellite internet, which connects to an orbiting relay, and wireless broadband providing using long range Wi-Fi transmissions. BT is quite funny with the long transmissions Wi-Fi. Now, if you always browse on your mobile phone, you always see a signal somewhere. It could be your neighbours, or you might see BT pop up if you're in the UK. BT is cheeky because when they install their broadband service to you, as long as it is directly from BT, they enable a Wi-Fi cloud service that's already enabled on your router. And that's how it creates its cloud Wi-Fi network. So when you're roaming around, walking around, and you're connected, you're probably connected to a house you're going past that has it already enabled. So that's how they get their cloud Wi-Fi service out there. That's why they got a huge coverage on Wi-Fi only. So in theory, you're connecting to somebody else's router. They obviously put a thing in place so that the household, if they're on an unlimited or not unlimited package, it's not going to affect their broadband usage as such. But I think it's cheeky. I always turn mine off. If I'm paying for a broadband service, I'm not having somebody connected to that and BT to pay extra for it, because it does charge you. They do charge you a lot for having just Wi-Fi access only. So that's quite an interesting broadband. Well, to solve this problem, we was looking at Skylink, which is a new thing from Elon Musk. Satellites are in orbit, and they sort of float around covering internet access all over the world. And his main idea of that was to get it out to areas that don't get internet or their speeds are terrible. And these guys have been beta testing it so far in the UK, because he's only got his license recently in the UK to provide this service. A lot of them saying, I've gone from like a dial-up type speed where I couldn't do anything. Now I'm doing Zoom calls, I'm doing video conferencing with friends and family, and it's literally tripled their speeds or more, basically. I think they're getting an average of like 100 meg down and probably about the same going up again. So it has made a huge difference. So on the back of that, Elon Musk is preparing to launch another 4,000 of these little satellites into orbit that are roaming around. They are like drones, autonomous. They are talking to each other to make sure they don't bump into each other, and make sure they're like spread out to such a way that it's covering everywhere they need, which just seems really good. You pay for high installation cost, and then obviously I think the monthly cost is around about £100 per month or something like that, but then you're getting a really fast satellite service. And it's a satellite service that link goes up and down, because normally the old satellite services, you would have to use a dial-up. So when you request for information from the web, it goes throughout through dial-up and tells the satellite what information to bring down. Then your download speeds will be like, I mean, it's phenomenal, the satellite speeds. But that's the only way it would work. You would have to have a phone line for it. But with Elon Musk technology, you don't require that. You obviously have some sort of dish that installs in your property, and it completely talks to the satellite directly up and down. So it should be really, really good. But it's beta at the moment in the UK, so they're only rolling out to certain people to beta test it. So I'm hoping we've got him signed up for it to see if that can be offered. But he's getting very desperate at the moment, so getting it installed or getting something done now is more important than waiting for ages for it. So I've got a quote in for a lease line. So a lease line is basically, it's like broadband, but it's better. It's done over fiber optic cable, so they will be somewhere, some construction, so they can bring it in from the road up to his building. They lay the line in, so it comes into his house as a fiber optic cable, and he can have all types of speeds off of it. So we're looking at 100 mega bearer, so, and 100 meg connection speed. Now the bearer is the speed of where they connect back to. So if he wanted to upgrade to a much faster one, they can do later on, but it will require a lot of stuff doing it. So it's always good to say, well, if I'm happy with 100 meg and I don't need anything more than that, I stay with that. They do offer much higher, like a 100 meg off a 1 gig bearer, so it gives you option to expand your bandwidth off the fly without causing any issues. That's about £100 more dearer. Or you can have a gig up and a gig down of internet speeds, and that will cost him, I think it's like just under £600. There'll be an installation cost, and there's a site survey need to be done to make sure they need to find out how they can get to the premises, depends where it is in the road level. So we've got to get a site survey done first before he gets it installed. But they're your options. I mean, with lease line, it's not like broadband. There's no contention ratio on it. You're not sharing it with anybody else. So let's give you a bit of an idea. Broadband service, if you're a home user and you bought a home broadband service, you will share your internet connection with 50 other users on the same telephone exchange as you. So if you've got quite a few heavy downloaders on there, it will affect your bandwidth because you're sharing that bandwidth for them. Now, on a business broadband, it's 20-to-1 ratio. So you will share it with 20 other businesses. So that's the difference between that, where a lease line is dedicated line to the internet for you only to use. No one else shares it. No one else sits on it. It's yours. So it's a lot faster. So you think about 100 meg broadband, 100 meg lease line is a lot faster than broadband. Because even if you've got 100 meg broadband, you're still sharing it with a home user, 50, with business users, 20 other people. Where on your lease line, it's not shared. That is your internet speed. And it's phenomenal speeds, really quickly. And a lot of lease lines are only used for dedicated services. So if you're running servers from a building or you want to become an ISP, you would use lease line. The lease line is where, well, basically it's what data center has. It's fat lease lines coming in, which then they pair off to go out for services in the data center and stuff. So I know it's a bit of an overkill, but it's any way to get faster internet speeds to his property, because fiber optic is almost everywhere now. Most of the telecom exchanges throughout the UK are now fully fiber optic, and there's also a lot of fiber optic in the road levels they've installed many, many years. And over the last couple of years, well, say last 5 years, BT have been rolling out, or other companies have been rolling out fiber optic cables in the road levels ready to roll out. And I heard from BT many, many years ago, they actually rolled a lot of fiber optic cable out into these like urban areas, but they haven't connected anywhere because they're waiting for another ISP or another company that will take on the end connection to then take it to the premises. So they're already there. So all we got to do is find that connection point at his property and bring it into his property. So then that's what the site survey is all about. So I've quoted him 100 meg on 100 meg mirror because that's most what he'll need. Won't need any more than that. It's an overkill because he lives in a very big house, but the house is actually in sections and belongs to other owners, so he owns that part of his house. But when you look at his house, it's one massive mansion, it looks like, but obviously it's not. It's about 10 people, 10 families. It's huge. And my suggestion here with him today, when I get hold of him, to say bring the line in, share it with your other households, so they can share the cost, so you're not paying for the £400 per month bill for your internet. Share that cost with them. That will drop down between those ones, and you're paying almost like a broadband connection speed instead, but still having that fast. I mean, to be honest, give you a bit of an idea on lease line. Many years ago, I was running a data center, and well, actually, it was a managed office. It's a huge building, had lots of companies inside that. I think there's over 2,000 people within the building because it's like managed offices. And we had a gig bearer with 100 meg lease line installed, and we wasn't even neutralizing 100% of our bandwidth. Probably about 60% was neutralized. We was using phones, we was using internet, that's pumped to all the offices, used by all the users, and we had no problem, no one actually saying to us our connection is slow. So I think it's about 2,000 people in the building using it daily, and we had no issues whatsoever. And it was, when I was downloading stuff, it was super fast. So that gives you a kind of scenario of like how fast lease line can be against a broadband connection. So he could pump that all to his neighbors, still have really fast internet access any time of the day, 24/7, same as they are, and they won't have to worry about. And the other thing with a lease line, it's a guarantee of service. It's 99% uptime. So it basically means if your line failed, your company who provides it manages your line, they'll know about it before even you get out of bed and go, my internet's down, and they'll have a fix done within the hour. I think they have an hour fix or turnaround of 2 hours, not like broadband. Broadband very much like if you have an issue and they've got no internet, as long as 500 households in that particular area phones the same ISP, so if we've got no internet, they won't send an engineer out to investigate it. But at lease line, they get on and they get it fixed because you're paying for that service. So there's another reason why lease line is better than a broadband. So it's not shared, there's no contention ratio on it, the bandwidth's dedicated to you, it's full fiber optic, and it's a managed service, and you get a decent router installed at your end. So there's some high-end switches in the data center end, because your internet will go back to the data center itself. You get a Cisco managed router at your end, so it's a full proper router, so your speeds are phenomenal. where if you're at home, because in theory, the Cisco router is equivalent to your router broadband. But obviously the Cisco has much more speed, CPU power, RAM in there to work with the lease line, where your broadband one is a very cheap broadband, it has a very small CPU inside it, and obviously you know with broadband, if it goes down, the first thing you do is you reboot it, and it brings it back. With Cisco, it's fully managed, it's always been updated, it's always managed by the company, so you are getting your internet speeds and getting it guaranteed. So that's the way going forward. It's expensive, he's just going to take it on for himself, but my advice, I'm like saying to you need to share this with your neighbours to bring the cost down. Or if he's happy to pay for it and he's got the money to blow on it, why not? I mean, the price of the lines is the price of renting a really nice, fabulous car. So there's the same difference. Well, I will do more. I'll do another podcast on this when we get things rolling, because I'm just waiting for him to give me a call back to see what options he's going to go for and see if we get this installed. And I'll then do an update on the progress of it all. So hope that gives you more of an understanding of broadband, a lease line, and satellites all about. I mean, I'll probably go into detail a bit more later on how things work on a video wise, because it's easier to show it and talk about it than actually trying to do it over a podcast. But I thought I'd just do this anyway, to let you know that something's come up. This is what I'm doing. This is a solution I've come up with, and now we'll see if it actually works. So there you go. So if you enjoyed this, do please look at all my other ones on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And I'll see you, I'll speak to you on the next podcast. So thanks for listening, guys, and see you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Jack's Tech Talks. For more episodes, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google, and Spotify. Don't forget to subscribe to stay fully up to date. Also, check out our new website, www.jacksgear.co.uk, for more reviews and videos.